It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and it's the last Friday of the month, so we get to talk with Superintendent Jamie Frank from Windom Area Schools. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Steve. Yourself?
Doing good. We appreciate you coming in and talking with us today. So, next week, it all begins.
Ready or not, here they come.
That's a good way to put it, is Monday. No, Tuesday.
Tuesday, Monday.
Monday's Labor Day.
Yes, yes.
So they get one more day to play.
Yes. And then all the fun begins because everybody gets to come to school.
And it is everybody. It's not like staggered elementary and high school. It's everybody, right?
Well, so middle high school, so grades 5 through 12, start on September 2nd, which is going to be Tuesday. The elementary, they have entrance conferences on Tuesday and Wednesday. So they each have an assigned time. They get to go in, meet their teacher, see their classroom, start building a nice relationship with the staff. So the elementary students don't actually come to school until Thursday next week.
But they come in, but they're with their parents. How long has the school done it that way?
Oh, goodness.
Forever?
Like a decade at least.
Okay, I just think that's a great way to kind of, especially if some of these little kids have not really ever been in the school before.
Well, we find that it takes away the first day jitters.
Yeah. Where do you come in and there's some people there that you know and it maybe isn't a full day of school. And
they know where they're going because they've been to their classroom, they've met their teacher, they put their school supplies away. And we encourage families to walk around the building, right, and find all the different locations like the library and the gym and the cafeteria and those things. So we find that entrance conferences helps our littlest learners, you know, become more comfortable with our setting.
You know, when you say that, when my guys, which are more than grown men now, but when they started school, we didn't really do that. And granted, it was a long time ago, but, you know, it was, I don't know, the first fall concert before I ever really walked in the school. So I had no idea where the library was or cafeteria. And that it's good for the parents, too.
It takes away the jitters for the parents also.
That's exactly right. All right. So there it is. And first day of school gets going. And you've already hit the ground running. There's already sporting events going on.
Yeah, the students have been in school already for a couple of weeks here with their sports, doing practices. We do have some activities coming up that we should mention here. Volleyball had their first home game yesterday, actually. So that was exciting in the nest. We have cross country running in Mountain Lake today, and football competes tonight at Island Park.
And away we go.
It's
exciting. There's a lot of enthusiasm and high hopes for teams this year, too.
Yes, absolutely.
And they've been practicing hard.
They have. I'm sure you've been watching them.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And a lot of use between, and soccer, too. You know, you didn't mention their first matches, but they're running all over the place, too.
You are right. I apologize. I didn't mention them. But, yeah, soccer is out practicing continuously as well. So lots of activities for our students to be engaged with, and they are having a ball.
Now, we can't move forward until we talk about activity passes.
Oh, yes. Good call. So activity passes, we have several options. So first of all, an adult season pass is $70, and that can be picked up at any game or in the office at school. We also have a $40 punch card for 10 activities. So if you just come sometimes, you might want to do the $40 punch card. But the one that I've been asked about the most is the Golden Eagle Pass. So the Golden Eagle Pass gets adults who are 62 years old or older into all of our events for free.
What?
That's a good deal.
Exciting. Yeah. And, you know, it's fun. It's neat, too, that the school offers that because The older community definitely wants to come out and support the school too. So is that relatively new, or has that been in place?
It's been in place for a long time as well. It was funny because I had our booth set up at the hospital's health fair.
Sure.
Yeah, the Windham Area Health Fair, as well as Night to Unite. And I had several people bring their Golden Eagle Pass to me and ask if it was still good. So,
and what's the answer to that?
Yes.
Once you get it, it's good.
It's good, okay. Yes.
Very good. Now, we also should mention the activity passes. They'll get you into football games. It'll get you into volleyball games. Does it apply to concerts and school plays and all of that, or is it sports?
It's just the sports.
But it's all the sports.
It's all the sports. Okay. So that'll get you into the football game tonight, or, you know, it'll get you into a volleyball game. So please do come out and support your Windham Eagles. It's fun to watch these students compete.
Yes. Yes.
It's great entertainment.
And it helps them having a crowd cheering, too. Anybody
Absolutely.
That's ever played sports, if you've got people in the stands, it makes a big difference.
It does. It does. And we sell great popcorn.
Yes, you got to talk about the popcorn.
Yeah, the popcorn is wonderful. We always have one of our groups of students selling, you know, the concession stands. So maybe that is our National Honor Society or our cross country team or the football team. They all take turns selling in the concession stands, and then the money that they earn goes into their activities account. So
very good.
Always support the kids with the concession stands.
Now, with football, tailgate parties, is that part of the fun too?
Well, we have tailgates all the time for most home events. So whether it's basketball, volleyball, football, whatever it is, various organizations use those tailgates as fundraisers. So this tonight, actually at the football game, the junior prom committee is going to be selling tacos in a bag starting at 6 o'clock at Island Park. So if you're looking for a nice meal right before you watch the football game, that would be a great place to head out to.
It's going to be a great night for a football game too. It just, you can feel it. It's time, isn't it?
It is time. The weather has cooled off a bit, and yeah, there's excitement in the air.
Yes, for sure. All right, so let's shift gears a little bit. Tell me about the Windham Vision Group. What is that?
Well, Steve, I have some really big news.
Well, I like big news.
Yes. So what I'm here to tell you is that a group of local leaders has been meeting regularly to discuss growth in Windham. So when I talk about local leaders, it's people like me, our mayor, our city administrator, the CEO of Windham Area Health, the CFO of Staples Oil, you know, the president of Bank Midwest.
The community leaders.
The community leaders are sitting around the table. We've met 5 or 6 times, having some passionate conversations about how do we help Windham grow and how do we help Windham thrive. And we know the answers to those questions, right? And we've written some goals around those. We know that we need improved school facilities and a daycare center, okay? The daycare center is a huge issue that has been very difficult for new families to move into town. So if they don't have daycare, what we are finding as businesses is that we are unable to hire people because there just isn't daycare for their youngins. We also know that something needs to be done with the pool. Okay, that's no secret. And then our third goal is to promote business development. And our fourth goal is to expand walking and biking trails. So we've been working together on all four of those goals, and we're pretty far into it. When you have the right people around the table and you can start problem solving, you know, like how can the city contribute to this or how can the county contribute to this, and you start brainstorming and bouncing ideas off each other, before you know it, we actually have some pretty good visions for those goals. And it's been really exciting. So, for example, we've made the daycare center a priority. And There have been groups before us that have studied the need for the daycare, so that is not a question. We know that Wyndham needs a daycare. And so we've talked about different locations and landed on the fact that the Highland Building that the district owns, where the preschool is, would be the perfect place for a daycare center. You know, students would be able to go to daycare in one room, walk down the hall and go to preschool, and walk back to daycare, and make it really efficient and easy for our parents. And so I've had an architect come and look at the building. I'm getting costing estimates for a remodel for the part of the building that we would use as a daycare center. And then the other thing that this group has been working on is operational costs, because the reason that Wyndham doesn't have a daycare center is because daycare centers are not profitable.
Right. They're expensive to run.
They're very expensive to run. And part of that has to do with the ratios that are required by the state. So like in an infant room, you have to have one adult to four babies. You know, that's a pretty stringent ratio.
Right.
So we've been working through one barrier after another and coming up with different ways that we can fund not only the remodeling costs but also the operational costs so that the daycare can break even. And it's going to take all of us, but we're going to build this roadmap so that we can actually see this daycare center come to life.
Now, this is without knowing how far along plans and details and any of that kind of stuff, this is a community group. This isn't the school saying we're going to do all this stuff.
No, these are voices from all entities in the community. Like I had said, the city is heavily involved. Our mayor and our city administrator are involved in every conversation. We've spoken with the county and, we're going to bring them into the plan. We have many local businesses, many of the key players involved in this. And so I feel really good about where we can take some actual action on these goals.
That's one of the things that when you go through the list, daycare center, improved school facility, something with the pool, more business, and all of that stuff are conversations that everybody in town has been having for 10 or 20 years. You know, it's always something, but it's taking that next step and putting together this group like you have is allowing you to take that next step.
It is. So what we also did was identify leaders for each one of those goals that you just mentioned. So I'm the leader on the school facilities and daycare center, but I have a champion team with me that's going to help me bring that to fruition with the support of all of the members of the Wyndham Vision Committee. And that structure goes through each one of those goals. So our mayor and Joel LaCan are the leaders for the pool, right? But the rest of us are there to support and to brainstorm. And they've identified a champion group that has vision and passion for the pool. And so we can support each other in all of these projects and figure out a way to get them all done.
It's huge. So what happens now? As far as the community, does the committee need something from the community today?
I would say not today.
Not yet.
We're not yet. We're still working through some funding structures. So for example, the remodeling costs for the daycare, I'll be writing some grants and seeking funding sources before we would go to the community for that. So, as usual, I try to find different ways to fund some of these projects.
Sure.
So right now, I would say just hold tight. Please know that we're working on it and we're working really well together and collaborating, because we all have that same vision, right? We all want Wyndham to grow. We want Wyndham to be attractive to young families so that when the hospital is recruiting an intern physician and that physician has, some younger students or younger kids, there's a place for them.
There's
a place for them, right.
And it goes right through the rest of the list to make sure there's enough businesses to support families coming in and everything else that goes with it, the infrastructure and everything. It all plays a part.
Yeah, this plan will benefit all of us.
Very good. It's exciting. That's very exciting news. All right. Anything else you want to mention on that?
No, I think
watch for details.
Watch for details. There'll be a press release coming out here in the next few days, as well as some social media posts that will be coming. So I just want to reassure the community that we are working really hard to get that daycare center as our linchpin that's preventing us from attracting young families. And then with that, please also know that all of these projects are one plan together.
Right. It's all part of the long-term vision for the community.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. All right, Jamie Frank, thank you for coming in today. Good luck next week, huh?
Yes, first day of school next week.
All right, Jamie Frank, superintendent, anything else we need to mention?
That's all I have for today, Steve.
All right, that's our Windom Area Schools update, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope on KDOM.